How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to another Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle, live from lockdown. Should you like that? Throw something new in.
Oh, it's very SNL. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
New York, live.
New York,
live
Saturday
from
night.
City?
Live from New York. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm just gonna light my candle, just in case you're wondering what the clicking noise is.
Oh, so how soothing! How healing! What's
so
the scent?
Healing.
Or is it just a?
Oh no, it's a scented one. I'm not an animal, Tom. It's raspberry leaf and tomato vine.
Oh, she's been Joe Maloney's.
It's not Joe Maloney's. It's just Metro's own. But thank you.
Oh,
thank you
well,
for saying that, Tom. Thank you.
I mean, if anything, almost more impressive, I would say.
Do you think Metro's own?
I often think anything as part of the John Lewis family that gets in under the radar is often more tasteful because you have to be a bit more discerning to choose that.
I am discerning.
A big brand. Well, it's in the same way that I think people who go for Waitrose over Marks and Spencer's are a little bit posher. But that's just me. That's
Do you
just
think?
Me. Yeah, that's
it's very
me.
Expensive in Waitrose.
That's why I like it.
It's but very
I don't go dear. There. I don't go there very often, I have to say.
No, but it's nice when you go.
It's nice when you do. Yeah, absolutely.
How are you today, Tom?
I'm okay. I had some lovely messages. Thank you very much for the kind messages after last week when I was a little bit I was down. No, I wasn't a little bit. I'm not going to apologize for it. I was feeling blue, as they used to say, and I had some nice messages, and I appreciate that very much. It's got a bit easier, but there's been ups and downs, and I only say that in the hope that if anybody else is feeling like that, to say that it's okay still.
Absolutely.
And Suze, you've been a great friend to me this week, so I really appreciate that.
Wow.
Many phone calls and texts, so thank you.
My pleasure. You said you'd just been for a run.
When
we got on the call pre-recording.
Well, I say I went for a run. I just basically, it seemed like I had to, the thing about this period, I find, and I thought maybe this is a good theme for us today. I don't know what you think.
Oh, okay. Yep. Go for it.
I thought about maybe hope or something like that in that or progress. I think that's what it's about. It's kind of, even though we're stuck still and it looks like, you know, we're going to be here for another 3 weeks. But
maybe more.
Maybe more. And maybe it's a case of reframing it. So it's not that we're stuck, but actually it's an opportunity to reimagine how reimagine how we can use this time to kind of progress whilst staying still. And so I looked at some options, and people say exercise is good, don't they? So I got that couch to 5K thing. Have you done
that? Yes, well done. No, I haven't, but I am trying to do 5K.
Oh, but I feel like you'll be good at it, Suze.
Well, I do like going to the gym and stuff, but I'm not very good at running. But
no,
Alice and I have been doing it together. So we went to Beckenham Place yesterday.
Oh, Beckenham Place Park. Oh.
Yes, so nice. So nice. Sent you some photos. It's on my Instagram if you want to have a nose,
beautiful,
guys.
So beautiful. I once went to a soft tennis lesson there in the mid-90s.
What was soft tennis?
Soft tennis was with plastic rackets and soft spongy balls designed to get children into tennis. I think when they wanted to make sure there were enough British tennis players to basically continue the tradition of snobbery and wearing tight white shorts.
Lovely.
I wasn't very good, so I gave up. But soft tennis, yeah, that in Beckenham Place Park.
It's so nice, Tom, Beckenham Place Park.
So beautiful, isn't it?
It's so beautiful.
And did you go for a run then?
We went for a run, yeah. We've got a little 6K that we do.
Oh, you're good.
But
that's brilliant.
It's not all running. It's okay. We can run for about 3K, and then we walk for about a kilometre. And then we probably run another kilometre and then walk a bit and then run home.
I don't know what a kilometre is. We've got
a little app called Map My Run, which the podcast isn't sponsored by that, unless they want to sponsor us, and then we will take our money. But we're using that, and it tells you how far you've done.
Oh, okay. So that's how people do that thing of putting on Instagram there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Oh,
but I don't put mine on Instagram. I want to be very clear about that, because the running is not impressive. It'll be like, you've managed to do a kilometre in an hour.
And I'm always amazed that people don't. I always expect people to run in the shape of what can only be described as a, you know, like when you're at school, people draw a dick on an exercise book. I always think that they're going to run in that shape for fun, but no one ever does that. I think it's such a wasted opportunity.
Oh, I think people might start now.
Dick running.
Dick running.
Yeah, do that. That should be. That's my advice for running.
It'd be good, wouldn't it? Because once you were getting to the second ball, you'd be like, right, I'm almost done now. I'm almost done. Just got to get around this second ball and I'm done.
You don't have to do any, you know, like sometimes people get a bit detailed, I seem to remember, at secondary school. You don't have to do any extra details.
No, you don't have to do any of that business now. we just want a faint outline.
You know, a faint outline.
Like looking a pair of shorts or something. I don't know.
Oh, please. Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
But it was, it's nice to go up for, I liked it, but then I got a bit emotional running again. I got a bit tearful out and about, and I was running, and then I just saw like a mum walking with her little girl, and she was wearing a bridesmaid's dress and a lovely hat. And I thought, that's so lovely that she's put on a nice dress. And to come up for their exercise, and I don't know why.
I think
it's
fair to say you're still emotional. I think that, you know, you're still finding this whole situation a little emotional.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But
I know.
Yeah. Yes, I know so too. But it was good. It felt good to run through. And I think it's Laura I have as my instructor on the app. You know, she's like, you're doing so well. You're doing great. It's very positive. I think I need her in my ear all the time.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good. She's good.
Oh, I didn't realise you had someone saying things.
Oh, yeah, it's a good app. I mean, like I said, you sound like you're great at running. You can do 3K. I don't think I can do 3K. I bet this one, basically, you have to run for 60 seconds and then walk for 90 seconds. It's very slow.
But that's fine.
I think I'm fit in other ways. Like, I do my boxing sessions now 3 times a week. And I can keep up with that, but I don't know, something about running.
But
I don't know if I try.
Different. Yeah, that's the thing, because I'm all right in my CrossFit classes, but running for a long period, whenever we're in CrossFit and they're like, and then you have to run 400 meters, even that little, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I'm just not good at it.
Why is that? Why are we not?
I don't know. I think that when you're not naturally really good at something,
I hate it.
But I've got to push myself to be able to, like, I'm just not a natural runner, but I'm trying.
Well, that's actually been kind of what I've been trying to do over the past week or so, is not be afraid of my emotions. And so if I'm afraid of something or I'm not enjoying something, to go towards that and go, oh, I feel this. How is that okay? And just sit with that for a bit and go, well, actually, can I try and move beyond that? And work out why I'm feeling like that, and see if there's a way to just sit with the emotion and just acknowledge it, which is something that when life is normal, it's so easy just to go and have a drink or go and throw yourself into work or go and do whatever else you choose to fill your life with.
There's no getting away from it at the moment.
And I've been sort of finding myself actually going, well, I'm going to embrace that. And that's felt very positive, I found, in some ways.
Yeah, that's great. Great. I think it's the same with, like, when you're putting off something, anything, actually just getting it done.
Yeah.
Is fine. Just doing the thing, you know, even just going through the motions.
Learning. So I've been reading a book on codependency.
Sure.
Did I say this last week?
You did, yes, but that's fine.
So I've made more progress with it this week. Because at first it was all like, you know what it's like, you've been married to an alcoholic for 20 years. And I was like, well, I haven't, so I don't know what this means. But it's got bits of it that are really useful. I think anybody who, basically, there's different definitions of codependency, I've realized. But basically, if you repress yourself, push yourself down in order to try and gain validation from the people around you, That is a part of codependency. And so it's been really good at teaching me to actually try and acknowledge my own feelings, try and see that maybe I'm enough, and that my happiness is not in other people. Other people do not have the key to my happiness or some sort of magic happiness. The key is in ourselves, but that takes work.
I think so too, but I think that's really positive. I think you're using this time very well, Tom.
Oh, Susie, you flatter me. I mean, I feel like I'm sounding like an American.
But that, there's nothing wrong with that. I like Americans.
I mean, me too, but I've always been like, oh, you know, us Brits, we can't be like that. We're not allowed to be like that. But now I'm like, well, actually, it is good to feel your feelings. Like, that's one of the things of like one of the things she said in this book is to feel your feelings and acknowledge them and then work out how you need to process them. And actually, in our lives, we're so often taught that there's no time for feelings. Like, you go into a meeting, don't bring in your feelings.
No, absolutely.
The whole world is as a teenager, like, don't have feelings. You've got your GCSEs. Get your head down. Get on with your maths homework. So it's we have to reprogram a lot of that, you know. And I wonder if it's relevant to a lot of queer people. Sorry, I've realised I'm talking a lot here.
No, I'm enjoying it. Do go on.
I'll say this. I wonder if it's relevant to a lot of queer people because actually we've been training for this lockdown for a long time in many ways. Particularly if we had a young period in our youth or childhood when we weren't allowed to feel our authentic feelings and acknowledging that, and that is
trauma. Some people, you know, after marriages and coming out later,
that is a trauma actually, and it's taught us to repress a lot of things that are inside ourselves, and actually we need to acknowledge that, I think, sometimes and go, hey, we can deal with these situations of being isolated and feeling separate from the people around us, but we can also find ways to respect ourselves and work out what's going to support us ourselves individually in these situations. So I think actually a lot of queer people, a lot of people who felt different at any point in their life or an outsider or any kind of sense of loneliness, which I suppose everybody has, then actually that was all good training to use this time to embrace those feelings in a way and actually use them to get to know ourselves.
No, I love it. I love it. And I think just taking the time to stop, to allow yourself those thoughts and to stop going, oh, I mustn't feel like this. Oh, I should feel happy. I think just, as you're saying, just like sitting with it is sometimes the best thing you can do.
Yeah. And I know that sounds frightening because I think when people have said that to me before, I've gone, well, I can't sit with it. It's too upsetting. It's too painful. But to go, no, I'm going to sit with it and actually get to know it and actually know that it will pass, because that is the thing. As the more we get used to feeling our feelings, the more we know that they come and they go.
Yes. You're so wise.
I mean, for now.
I love it.
I haven't had a drink since Saturday night.
Oh, well, we had a drink together on Saturday night, didn't we?
Yeah. And that was lovely.
Over Zoom. Oh, I'm hastening to add. I'll speak for myself, but I was hammered.
Oh, I tried to play catch up with you guys by making myself a martini, but then I didn't make one. I made like 14. 14-ies.
Yeah, 14-ies.
I woke up with a hangover, but I didn't regret that.
No, me neither. I felt dreadful, but I didn't mind it at all. See, what we were doing earlier in the day is that Alice had her virtual hen because, of course, my wedding's been cancelled.
Not cancelled.
No, postponed.
It's just been pushed back a little bit.
It's been pushed back still, a little, sure.
The celebration is teetering. It's going to happen. It's going to be
it
so
big. It is
going to
happen. It's going to be wonderful. But it'll happen at some point for sure. But so Alice was meant to be in Barcelona this weekend. She couldn't, so she did a Zoom call with a bunch of her friends. What ended up happening is they ended up getting very drunk. It was very funny. Alice walked outside and Alice was doing shots out of a teacup, out of an egg cup on the balcony. Anyway, then I thought, if you can't beat them, join them. I made her ham, egg and chips to help soak up the booze.
Well, that's a nice tea.
It's a very 90s tea, isn't it, ham, egg and chips?
Oh, I love ham, egg and chips, yeah.
And then we just carried on drinking. And then we thought, let's Skype Tom. And then I don't remember that much of our chat. Well, I remember the first half, certainly. But I looked the next day and we were on the phone for an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh yeah,
I mean, like on the video.
It wasn't a meeting, Suze. It was a night. It was a night in that
it was a night out. Out.
It was a night out in.
In.
Shake it all about.
Exactly. Shake it all about, exactly.
Yeah.
But, it's been lovely doing things like that, like being able to connect with people. I've been Skyping my brother a lot.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's been really nice just to sort of see his face.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? I had a long chat with my brother the other day, and it's good. I don't, you know, it's easy just to go, oh, busy, I haven't got time. Oh, send a text. So, but actually to go, hi, and speak about how you're feeling.
I've heard from some friends that I haven't heard from for a while and had a little texty chats with them. It's so nice, isn't it, to have the time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
To get back to people and to, you know, send that letter, write that email.
Oh, that's a great thing to do. And I think that's exactly the sort of thing, because like I say, if we reframe this next 3 weeks and go, hey, what do I want to do? What do I want to make my goals? Maybe it's to catch up with some people, and maybe it's to, you know, whatever you want. But
paint the bathroom.
And I think the thing that we must all learn is to be kind. You know, if the bathroom doesn't look perfect, it doesn't matter because you did it.
And absolutely. You know, yeah, I totally agree.
It's great. You know, those sorts of things. I hope we carry forward as well.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
I think another thing that's helping me, or another thing that I'm enjoying doing, rather, that I don't normally have the time to do, is I'm watching a lot of telly.
Good. Oh, it's some great, there's some great stuff.
It's so great. What Tom, are you aware of the show Tipping Point?
I have seen it a few times. Do you love it?
With lovely Ben Shepherd, who I've never met, but I am sure is a delight. Have you met him, Tom?
No, I've not met him. I've met other people who work on that show, and I've always thought how handsome he is. Ever since he hasn't aged. He hasn't aged at all.
No, he's also older than you think he would be.
I bet he's like 75 now or something.
He's 104.
he still looks like he's 26. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got real boyish good looks.
He really does, doesn't he?
For those of you that are listening that aren't aware of the TV show Tipping Point, don't worry, I am going to explain it to you.
Do tell us. How does it work?
Now, hopefully people will be able to keep up. So it's a quiz game. So people have to answer questions, and then they get counters, and they put them in a machine, and they're like the machines that you get on the end of the pier. You know, where you put a 2p coin in, and it sort of like rattles down and then goes onto a drawer, and the drawer moves in and out.
So it's like a pier.
Like at the end of the pier, yeah. It's the pushy machine.
Is there lots of loud music from different
games? No, it's not like that weird music that's like a nightmare.
it's so nightmarish.
Oh, I hate all that.
Why don't they just sync up all the tunes?
And then you'll hear like in the background something like, you need to kill this man. He took your car.
45 seconds.
Yeah, all that sort of thing. Yeah. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, I never enjoyed those arcades. Too noisy, too garish.
Too noisy for you, Tom. Far too noisy for you. I, of course, love them because they're loud and garish.
My brother liked them as well. So that's why I had to go to them.
So then you put the coins down. Hopefully you'll win some counters. They call it counters rather than coins. Each counter's worth £50. People get knocked out because they've not got enough money. They've not earned enough money from the thing. At the end of the game, you get the chance to win 10 grand.
Do they physically get like knocked out? Do they get punched in the face by Ben Shepherd?
Yeah, they get punched in the face by Ben Shepherd. Wow, but it's not that hard because he's 104.
Because he's quite old.
He's an old man. Yes. I'm yet to see anyone win £10,000, but a man did just go home with £2,500.
Really?
And he seemed like a really nice bloke.
Did he say what he was going to spend it on? Because that's what I'm all about.
Me too. So same when I watch celebrity specials of things. I'm like, tell me the charity. Tell me why. Give me some of your life.
Yeah, we need this. We need to know.
Yeah, we need this. We need this. I'm nosy. So he wanted to go to Australia because he has 2 grandchildren out there, and he wanted to go. He wanted him and his wife to be able to go business. £2,500 won't get them their business, but they might just get there.
Oh, I mean,
was that really glib of me?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, it's quite glamorous, isn't it? To go business, but yes, that's lovely.
Is.
Good for them. Oh, that's lovely. And it's half an hour.
I think it's an hour, you know.
Oh, that's good, isn't
it? And it's basically on all day, every day on the W channel.
Oh, it's on W. I wondered why I hadn't seen it flicking through. Dad loves...
I'm so sorry, everyone. I just received an email and I forgot to turn off my mail.
Oh, I wonder what that
noise was. Everyone will be delighted to know that
yes.
ASOS is still delivering. That's what they emailed about.
I got a few emails like that. They like to just remind you. By the way, if you look at the BBC live stream of the coronavirus updates...
Sure.
Who still needs to know how to wash their hands? At this point, why are you still messing up?
If you're not doing it right now, you're beyond help.
We all watched that video. There were so many videos. And also, like, remember, these are the key symptoms. Who doesn't know the key symptoms at this point? Like,
yeah, who's going, I've got a cough, but it's probably nothing to worry about. I've got a cough and a temperature, but I assume...
I've got a high fever, but I just thought, you know what? I'll crack on. I'll head down the shops. Who's doing that? No one's doing that, surely.
Well, I hope no one's doing that. I was on the phone to my mum and dad, but I could hear dad in the background. And I was going on at them about, this was a couple of weeks ago. I was like, you know, dad is like staying in. He's not like being an idiot, is he? And he wasn't. He was staying in and doing everything right. But I overheard him washing his hands.
Oh.
And he sings happy birthday to himself twice.
Oh, bless him. I loved it. That's right.
Dear Rolly. And I was like, did he just say to himself? And mum was like, yeah, he's doing it to himself.
I think I did it to myself, actually.
It really made me laugh. Well, our friend Aisling B.
Oh, yeah.
Says that she does it. Well, when all of this started, she tweeted, and it really made me laugh, that she's singing it twice, doing one to herself and one to Jesus.
Oh, that's nice.
So now I don't think I'm going to sing happy birthday to Jesus, but I always think of Jesus, then think of Aisling B, and it makes me laugh.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe we should all nominate somebody that we are that brings us joy when we do it. That would be a nice... I mean, gosh, what has become of me? I used to be so cynical.
You used to be such a
cynical
snappy bitch.
Didn't I?
I don't know if I'm going to recognise you when you get out. Are you going to be straight?
I'm going to be straight and I'm going to open a meditation centre. But...
And you know what? Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I'm behind it. You're still you.
Still me. I'll tell you why I'm a bit cynical. And I know, Susie, you'll tell me off for this, but I found it, I cannot like get on board with, and I know it's meant well, this hashtag challenge thing on Instagram, which is putting up the first picture of you as a couple. I'm sorry, Susie, if you've done this. I don't know if you've done it.
I haven't done it.
But maybe you will, and I don't judge you if you do. I have found that, like, basically, the people who've done that, they may as well have just come round to my house, pinned me down, and coughed in my face. I cannot tell you. I don't know who it's for. It's a representation of other people. But it's like their smug relationship, but it's not them as it is now. It's them, you know, at their most excitable, happy set time. And I know I am happy for them and should be happy, but it could not be more of a slap in the face for anybody who's not in a relationship. Like, I cannot tell you, but you can tell me off, and I'm sorry if I'm cynical, and I'm sorry.
No, I don't hate you. I agree with that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because
I think it's
bad.
All a bit like, I think that we need to be careful that we're not doing anything too braggy when people are by themselves at the moment.
Well, I mean...
Pictures last night up of Beckenham Place from my run. And I thought, oh, do I share these? Or will it be like rubbish for people that are like, oh, I can't go out. Or there's nothing like that near me. But actually I thought, oh, they're quite pretty pictures. People might like seeing them. But I'm trying to be quite sort of thoughtful when I'm doing stuff. Because I don't want to be like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm working. Like, you know, you don't want to be, because I think that, you know, there are people that are, you know, isolating by themselves, or they're finding this really hard, or maybe they've just gone through losing a friend or a partner, or you know, or a breakup, or they've lost their job recently, you know. And I think it's really, I'm just trying to be very mindful that
I think that's,
you know,
very kind.
I don't want to be braggy, because I, you know, I obviously put up a few pictures of Alice and I all doing silly things, but
yeah, that's lovely.
Always in the hope to try and sort of give people a giggle or just make them smile about a nice thing.
That's lovely, and that's appreciated, and I love that. But I suppose I say this particularly in our environment here, because I don't know if other of our listeners are, you know, our like-minded friends, perhaps, you know, are often, not always, of course, most the listeners probably are in relationships and have probably been putting up these pictures very happily. But I don't know if there's other listeners who maybe are not in that position or maybe are struggling with their relationship at the moment or whatever. And I just sort of think putting up one of you when, like, not now, but, you know, at your perhaps happiest, basically, is a bit like, oh, okay.
Yes.
I guess I am so alone. And I don't know. I hope that... You know, and I hope I'm not sounding braggy when I'm talking about going for a run, because I am shit at it. And,
No, I just think it's... No, I completely agree with you, Tom. And I think it's good to be mindful of those things.
Well, you know, and if it helps, I have been trying to cut down on carbs, and I've been having quite a lot of juice. I've been having juices during the day.
Yeah, you told me you've been juicing so much.
And I say that because it's given me a lot of energy, but you do have to be careful, because at various points I have nearly shit myself. So...
You have to time it quite carefully with the run.
yeah, you really do. You know, you really. Do.
But Tom, what a great way to get back to get your speed up.
Nothing will pick up your pace more. I've found. Yeah,
feeling like you're about to shit yourself. Public park.
In a public park, or even just on a road.
Just on a road.
So, you know,
and wouldn't that be terrible for you? Because. I mean, now that you're quite well known, Tom, if people are like, oh, I saw that bloke from the Bake Off shit himself in Chislehurst.
It would be.
He's not
real...
so smug when he's not in his suit and he's shot himself in the road.
It would be like the... It would be the epitome of so much. But... Oh yeah. Hello. Yes. No. It's fine. I fell over. So you know, that's my version of it. I don't know if that's helpful to anybody.
I don't think it's helpful, but I do think people might have had a laugh, and that's what we're here for, isn't it?
That's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. It's learning to be at peace with yourself, comfortable with yourself, do your best. Use this time wisely. Try not to shit.
But also, maybe just watch a few hours of Tipping Point.
Absolutely.
Because, God, it's addictive.
Absolutely. I bet it rolls one into the other, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. It's a great time. And it's always on. This is the thing that I really want to get across to people before we leave today. It seems to be always on throughout the day. So if you're thinking, oh, when can I watch it? Anytime you can watch it.
It's on all through the day. Is it combined, maybe? I want to say with, like, John Bishop's... those interview shows he did on W, is that on there as well?
Oh, yes, I think they are. I love John Bishop.
What are the other shows that are on there?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm only really there for Tipping Point, Tom. I can't express this to you enough. It's really about Tipping Point for me.
That's the bear... I keep calling her the bareback contessa. The barefoot contessa on Food Network. It's her and
yes,
then I'm out.
Yes, you
I'm
love not her, don't you?
I'm not there for diners, drive-ins and divs. No, too macho. Not for that. I want to see Ina, Jeffrey, padding about. There's a great video of her making a cocktail. She makes a massive cocktail at the end. It's really funny. How easy was that? She's a great role model. So you know.
She's great. Thank you for being there for us, Bareback Contessa.
Thank you for being there, Bareback Contessa and Jeffrey.
Well, I think that brings us to the end of our episode. I really hope that we've maybe made you smile today.
I hope we've done something.
Now, I just wanted to mention something very quickly at the end of the pod this week, Tom, if you don't mind. Oh, it's nothing that exciting. So there's a charity called Opening Doors, and people might be looking for something that's queer that they want to donate to, or if they're looking for something, or maybe they're someone that's listening and they might be able to be helped by Opening Doors. It's a charity that's sort of to do with Help the Aged, but it's the LGBT part of it. And basically, they've done a call out because lots of people are feeling more isolated at the moment. Then they don't have friends and family nearby. And they do these great sort of befriending services. And I've got in touch with them. I'm asking about maybe writing a letter to someone once a week or something like that. They haven't worked out exactly what they're doing yet. But they do have a donation page if people are looking for something that they want to, and maybe they want to do it within the community. They're called
lovely.
Opening Doors. It's all over Instagram. They're on Twitter as well. And I've had some back and forth with some people that work there, and they just seem brilliant. So I just wanted to give them a little shout out, and maybe people would like to get involved.
You've done that sort of thing before, haven't you? Didn't you used to do that, what is it, Take Out an Old Gay or something?
I didn't do Take Out an Old Gay. I did Run to an Old Person.
Run to an Old Person. Always. You see, it's you've always been good at running.
Well, like, what am I running from, Tom? That's the big question.
No.
And you're running towards the toilet, so it's good to know.
Oh, that sounds like a lovely charity. I will look them up as well. And listeners, I know that you are good people, and also you might really enjoy, well, I'm sure you will really enjoy Susie's new podcast. Out with Susie Ruffle. If you want to learn about people coming out, not in the literal sense, though, because we can't go out.
Staying in, but coming out.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Brilliant.
And again, just once more, Tipping Point W Channel, just so we're all clear.
That's the main push on this
show.
That is
the main push of the whole 5 years of this podcast.
Basically, watch a game show with Ben Shepherd. Wonder
Have
how old
time.
He is. Probably Google it. Probably you will Google
Probably
how
Google
old
it.
Ben Shepherd is. 57.
No.
We don't know. No, we don't know. We don't know. That's the fun. That's the fun. That's the game. Who can guess? Who can guess how old Ben Shepherd is without looking it up? Who gets the
Another lovely game for you and the family.
Fun for all the family. How old are they? It's fun for all the family. You could play it with any number of daytime presenters, or you could extend it to the wider field of celebrities generally. It's a fun game.
It is a fun game. Thanks for that, Tom. That's great. In the words of Jerry Springer, look after yourself and each other.
That was quite a toxic program, but a lovely sentiment. Yeah.
A lovely sentiment for a really awful program, actually.
And it's not aged well.
It's really aged quite terribly. Yeah.
But it's on W. Is it on W?
No, it's not on W. No. Don't bring down my channel.
Okay. Sorry.
And we will look forward to chatting to people next week again on
We Can't
on
Wait.
Minded Friends.
We can't wait. Thanks for joining us.
If you'd like to suggest a topic for us or something silly you'd like us to do, please do. The email is chattolikemindedfriends@gmail.com or tweet us or something, you know.
Tweet us or something, you know.
You know, yeah. You know. Okay, yeah, thanks, guys. Lovely
thanks,
to chat,
guys.
Tom.
Lovely to chat.
Okay.
Lovely to speak
bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.